Hello, and welcome to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 5th. I am your host, Mr. Miller. This podcast will cover a number of topics that happened on this date in history. Please visit the podcast webpage at thishappentoday.buzzsprout.com. There you can download the notes page, which will help you organize the information as well as develop your own ideas on how these events changed the world around us. If you are interested in hearing more, please consider subscribing so you will not miss out on what happens tomorrow in history. In 2006, AT&T Incorporated announced that it was buying Bell South Corp, in a significant step towards resurrecting the old AT&T, which was broken up into 8 separate companies as a result of antitrust proceedings in the U.S. Justice Department in 1984. An acquisition of Bell South would recombine the former AT&T, also known as Ma Bell, with 4 of the 7 original Baby Bell regional telephone companies that were split off when AT&T was broken up under the court order in 1984. At the time, AT&T controlled the long-distance telephone assets, and its 7 offspring offered regional and local telephone services. Together, AT&T and Bell South would have a national long-distance telephone and data network, residential customers stretching from Florida to California, and business clients comprising more than half of the Fortune 1000, analysts have said. The next largest telephone company is Verizon Communications. In 1963, the hula hoop, first marketed by Wham-O in 1958, was patented by the company's co-founder, Arthur Spud Mellon. The hula hoop is an ancient invention. No modern company and no single inventor can claim that they invented the first hula hoop. In fact, the ancient Greeks often used hooping as a form of exercise. Older hoops have been made from metal, bamboo, wood, grasses, even vines. However, modern companies reinvented their own versions of the hula hoop using unusual materials. For example, plastic hula hoops with bits of added glitter and noisemakers and hoops that are also collapsible. Around 1300, hooping came to Great Britain. Homemade versions of the toy became very popular. In the early 1800s, British sailors first witnessed hula dancing in the Hawaiian Islands. Hula dancing and hooping look somewhat familiar, and the name hula hoop came together. There were 20 million Wham-O hula hoops sold for $1.98 in the first 6 months. In 2008, Brett Favre, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, announced his retirement at age 38. He had achieved a number of records, including the most touchdown passes, 442, and most passing yards, 61,655. And he started 275 consecutive games, including the playoffs, which is a quarterback's record. Brett briefly came out of retirement 3 times to play for both the Minnesota Vikings and the New York Jets. You have been listening to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 5th. I thank you for listening, and I hope that you have enjoyed learning about historical events from the past. Thank you to the following websites for the information regarding the topics today. ThePeopleHistory.com, AT&T cutting 10,000 jobs after Bell South purchase at money.cnn.com, The History of the Hula Hoop by Mary Bellens at thoughtco.com. The music used as the background track for this podcast is Americana, created by Kevin McLeod on incompetech.com. If you enjoyed this information and would like to hear more, please consider subscribing as this will help keep the historical events in your feed in the morning each day. I hope you have a great day.